Broadridge muscles into ISS's lane, while GPP's two-lane survey goes live ahead of annual confab. A new power emerging in the proxy advisory saga? The ongoing defenestration of ISS and Glass Lewis continues. This week, the Wall Street Journal broke the news that a second large financial institution will follow JP Morgan's lead in severing ties with ISS and Glass Lewis for proxy advisory services. Wells Fargo Wealth and Investment Management, which handles approximately $2.5 trillion in client assets, will rely on a new internal system for votes on shareholder proposals and proxy voting matters. Wells Fargo's platform will be powered by proxy plumbing fintech company Broadridge, which seems to be muscling into the proxy advisory business. Will Broadridge take advantage of an emerging power vacuum in the proxy advisory landscape? Laissez le bon temps rouler. We are now less than 2 months away from Tulane's annual Corporate Law Institute on March 19 to 20. We hope to catch up with you there over a po' boy and beignets. We are once again polling our elite group of readers on how they view the outlook for M&A and activism, and topics you hope to hear about during the M&A and the media panel early in the AM on March 20th. Please take a few minutes to respond, and we'll see you at the Sazerac Bar. Last year, 22% of you said M&A would be up sharply, while 61% of respondents expected deals to be up modestly. And you were largely right as mega deals returned in full force in 2025. Live from NYC, it's Wednesday Deals. On Wednesday night, the deal community joined the Bloomberg Deals team for a lovely cocktail party to celebrate and highlight Bloomberg's new deal show launching on February 12 at 12 p.m. We spotted many a dealmaker from John Gray of Blackstone, Leon Calvaria of Citi and others. It will be a weekly show on Wednesdays at 12 p.m., hosted by Danny Berger, with contributions from Liana Baker, Michelle Davis and others. And we're excited for our friends at Bloomberg and the deal community to add another important outlet for talking about the M&A business. Wishing the team much success. In activism news, Reuters reported that in a fiery letter unveiled earlier this week, Third Point takes aim at CoStar Group, who responded in kind with a press release of its own, to overhaul the board of directors and restructure operations. In addition, when reporting on this news, Rohan Goswami at Semaphore noted that this could be a bullish signal for activist investors and M&A bankers alike, as one of the first signs that activist-pressured M&A could be a major theme of 2026. In a deep dive, Reuters also looked into the recent standoff between Toyota and Elliott Management over the automaker's plan to take affiliate Toyota Industries private, with many considering this to be a potential landmark outcome for future Japanese deals. Moving on to this week's deals, the Wall Street Journal reported that while there are still hurdles to overcome before the deal is completed, PE firm Carlyle has come to a provisional deal for sanctioned Russian energy giant Lukoil's Austrian subsidiary in a potential $22 billion deal. Also from the journal, Leidos to buy Kohlberg's and Trust for $2.40 billion. The government services contractor is doubling down on its energy infrastructure with the acquisition of Entrust, which has $650 million in estimated 2026 revenue. Leidos will fund the deal with $500 million cash, $500 million commercial paper, and $1.4 billion in new debt. Wall Street Journal reporting also highlighted French shipping company CMA CGM and investment firm Stonepeak have partnered in a $10 billion joint venture called United Ports, in a deal that involves 10 ports, including Port Liberty Terminal in Staten Island. Moving on to corporate governance. Bloomberg reported that in the first major response since Dexit began, two recent rulings from Delaware's Supreme Court, alongside the court's December approval of Elon Musk's Tesla pay package, could showcase a potential shift in how it disputes cases regarding controlled-led companies moving forward. The Financial Times reported that after a rollercoaster couple of months for UK fintech firm Monzo, the next piece of the saga has unfolded as former CEO T.S. Anil will rejoin the board after an investor rebellion rallied behind him to push for his reinstatement, although not back to CEO. From Reuters, major shareholders, including Deutsche Bank's DWS and Edmund de Rothschild, criticized the lack of transparency around Arnold's successor, claiming that, despite LVMH saying it has succession plans, it has become an increasing liability for the luxury giant. Moving on to the land of public offerings. In the next step in the potentially fast-moving IPO process, the FT reported that Elon Musk has a target date of June in mind for SpaceX's IPO that would be close to a conjunction of Jupiter and Venus, all while being close to his birthday. In other Musk news, The Wall Street Journal reported that Tesla will invest $2 billion in his private AI firm, xAI, as part of the news coming out of the EV maker's earnings report from earlier this week. In separate reporting, the Financial Times noted that after Prague-based ammunition maker CSG's successful start on the Amsterdam Stock Exchange, advisors and bankers see this as a potential sign of attractive pricing that could lead to increased IPO activity throughout 2026 in Europe. From our desk to yours, this week we took in the uplifting show Bob Marley, How Reggae Changed the World, as part of the Fringe Encore series at the Soho Playhouse. Playwright, singer, songwriter Dwayne Forrest uses Bob Marley's hits to explore the birth of reggae, the history of Jamaica, and his own coming-of-age story in a personal, profound, and very fun evening. Make sure to catch it this weekend before the festival heads to its next stop in Adelaide, Australia. We also stopped by Ernesto's, a cozy taverna where Basque country meets two bridges. Chef Ryan Bartlow and team lob delicious pintexos like shrimp toast, salted cod croquettes, and jamón ibérico, draped over a plate of homemade potato chips towards your table. Entrees include Galician octopus, arroz de conejo, a bomba rice dish with braised rabbit, and a delicious duck with pom puree and sauce made from port. Beyond the food, you should make sure to stay for the 1,000-plus bottle sherry list. Bartlow also recently opened a more refined West Village location called Bartolo, which has moved its way up our hit list after this week. Topa! In People Moves. Will Danoff, the portfolio manager who has overseen Fidelity's Contra Fund since 1990, will retire at year-end. BlackRock elected BDT and MSD co-CEO Greg Lemkow to its board of directors. Former Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin joined the board of Lionsgate Studios. In upcoming events, February 2-3, WSJ Invest Live, West Palm Beach, Florida. March 3-4, Bloomberg Invest, New York, New York. March 19-20, Tulane Corporate Law Institute, New Orleans, Los Angeles.